about the big picture and give you less of details. I'm from the Swedish Prison and Probation Service. In Sweden we have it all together. The Swedish Prison and Probation Service is working with implementing both sanctions in prison or probation. We are operating the remand prisons and carry out pre-sentence investigation in criminal cases for the court. The Swedish Prison and Probation Service shall work to implement sanctions in secure, humane and effective manner. We prevent and reprogrammed the criminal offences. Our organisation is, we have six regions. Each region has its own area of activity. We have our headquarters in Norrköping, in the east coast of Sweden. National Transport Service is one of the things we do as well. And we transport people in from Sweden to all of Europe. So when we heard of those things that Carrie told us before, it's kind of those things we do in a practical way. Here you see the sanctions. You have the prison, you have intensive supervision, conditional sentence, probation, community service, and so on. We have about 12,000 employees in Sweden, over 70 different job categories. You see they are looking rather happy, don't you see? A regular day in Sweden is the 1st of October, and this is the number of clients last year, I think. No, this year. So about 11,000 in probation. Nearly 4,000 in prison and 1,600-1,700 in remand prisons. We have 30 remand institutions in Sweden right now. Here you see last year it was 1,399. On the regular day it was the 1st of October and this one was 1,644, so it's nearly the same. The work of the prisons shall be designed to promote inmates' rehabilitation in society and counteract damaging consequences of liberty. The prison term shall aim from beginning to be preparation for release. The Prison and Probation Service has 48 prisons in Sweden. I will tell you that I was the governor of a couple of prisons before I started working with the probation service. And we had three categories of security, where the category of number three is the open prisons. So there the inmates can go in and outside, and in several of them they have electronic supervised in prison. And then we have two much more secure prison form, and the most high secure one we just have, I would say, three prisons in Sweden. Most of my colleagues talking about seven more, but in the three I mentioned here, there are high security. And that those who are convicted to terrorism, there is where they are. In our prison systems, all the inmates are doing something during the day, and they can study, they can go in treatment programs, or they can work. And they do it about 30 hours a week. And our treatment programs are about 10, and we do it with evidence-based. And we do it in the way that if we know they don't work, we take them away. So we have an evaluation ongoing all the time, and if we sometimes we know that if they are not going the total program, then it's higher the risk of reoffending. Then we start to do it in the probation cell. So we start in prison and we start to do it all the way in the probation part of it. In Sweden today, we have just 7 people who have a terrorist convicted. So it isn't our way to do terrorist wings or something. So we have them placed in our most secure prison. And in the highest one, we have, you can say, 24 inmates inside a larger prison. And those 24 we can split in half to 12, or we can split them in 4 to 6 persons. And that's the way we do. So in one of those 6 groups, they are placed, but not together. And the other inmates in those 6 groups could be other person we have assessed to be in the highest of all the prison systems. And we are not full in those highest secure systems, and we are not full in the prison systems in Sweden as all. So the number of inmates in Sweden have gone down for the last 5, 6, 7 years. And I'm going to tell you a bit more about probation service later. We have about 20, maybe a little bit more, that you in Belgium told us about. I think it was category 2 or 3 or something. That we know that try to radicalize other inmates also. But we have our own security organization in Swedish prison systems, and they have very, very close to them. I have to say also in the Swedish prisons, we work very hard with the dynamics. So we have a lot of staff, and we are very close to inmates, and we do things with inmates all the time. So we listen, we are with them, and we report if we hear or if we notice something different. And something different could be that the person suddenly starts to act very, very polite, for example. Then we report that. Here's a person who has been very, very unpolite and has been fighting with a lot of people, and suddenly he starts to act in another way and do it with other people that he didn't do before. Okay, the prison and probation service, we work a lot with all the agencies in Sweden. We try to be at the international arena as well, but we work a lot with the interagency, both inside prison, but as I'm going to show you, a lot in the society. Together with all the other authorities, we think we have to do that, because this is not only the prison and probation services that could do the difference. We have to do it together. The probation service in Sweden, we have 34 offices. We do primarily the supervision of persons conditionally released on probation, with or without contract, treatment, community service, intensive supervision with electronic monitoring. Work at remote centers and prison and preparing clients' social reports. And this is Sweden, colorful, as you can see. We have, as I told you before, 34 offices from the north to the south. and 12 village areas, and I'm the director of one of those in the western part of Sweden. I'm going to show you. And the western part of Sweden is far south. You know, Sweden is very, very long in this area. About 11,000 clients in the probation service today in Sweden. 3-4 years ago, we had 14,000. So it's going down, even in the probation service. And that the reoffending is going down with 1% a year. So we are making ourselves not employed. Maybe. 1,200 of us working in the probation service. I have to tell you a little bit about this so you understand the context. We are working evidence-based in the probation service in Sweden today. And I would say that the last 2-3 years, the modernization of the Swedish probation is really, really fantastic. You should go there, talk to my colleagues and myself. It's really fantastic how the probation service is now going to take the leading role in the system in Sweden. We are now inside the prison from the first month when the person is getting to the prison. And we are planning the whole period of the person that the prison in a year or 5 years or whatever, and then we take the prison with us outside the prison when it's time. And in Sweden we have 3-4 of the time, then it's time to release, and it doesn't matter what kind of or sentence you have. Of course, if you have a life sentence to stay, then you have to go to the district court in Örebro, and then they can decide if you have a time sentence or not. And if they decide, then it's time for probation, even for the lifetimes. And then they go out in the society, and the society must be prepared, and we must prepare the inmates to go out to the society. We work with the strategic training initiative in community supervision, STICS. We call it Kring STICS in Sweden. And all our staff is trained now. And in the beginning of next year, it's not an implemented thing. It's the regular things we do in probation service. And of course, we have the R&R principle in STICS, the risk principle, the need principle, and the responsibility principle. We work with that in the prison system as well, I have to say. This is the part of Sweden where I'm working, the west coast of Sweden. The grey area is Gothenburg, second town in Sweden. That's my colleague. She's take responsibility for that. And I take responsibility for all the other areas. You see 46 municipalities. We have office in, you see, those colored dots. There we have our offices. In this area we have 7 district courts. In coordination in the legal chain, we meet, and I meet, the director of the prosecution, the district court chief, police chief, and my colleague in prison. We meet every 2 times every half year, and we talk about what the different authorities' challenges, what we are going to. For example, we educate them in STICS. How the probation service work, so the judge know what we are doing and what they can tell us in the probation service to do, and we do it. In this area we have about 10-15 prisons, and we work, as I told you, inside the prisons. And we are also in the Remand prison, and the probation officers meet the, especially the young ones and those with violence and suspects for violence. We meet everybody to start up the process if they got sentenced to probation or to the jail. We are already started. So we have a high tempo from the Remand prison through the prison system and in the probation service. I write something here that it's very hard to describe. Kram, fiber in my area. Together with the municipality social workers and the authorities of labor, we have together can say it like this. If you come from prison or if you're in the probation service, you can go to this office and meet probation officer, labor officer, or the social officer. And we do it together, and you go a special social pedagogue training who leads to work or to you're going to higher education or education. And 60% or 70% of all of those who started in the program, they go out and support themselves and the families. And I think that's kind of really good. And we do it together, the three authorities. In the yellow part, we got together all the municipalities and the police and the prison and probation service and a common action plan about radicalization. So we work together. This is some example of how we work together in the whole society, because all in the same time we can't wait until they are in prison. So we have to work together before, and we have to work together when they are in prison or in probation service. But we want them not to commit any terrorism or any other crime. In the darker area, we have had some conferences. We had one last week, where there were about 200 from all the authorities around in our area, and the national police came with 50 of them to learn about how we get people from the criminal gang from radicalization groups. And we have quite a lot and the best of research from Sweden to give presentations, and we have networking activities like this, and take it further and further. And we have done this for the last 2, 3, 4 years in this area. We have had a national coordinator about radicalization and terrorism to Halland, it's the light blue area. And we have started to do things together with the municipalities and the police and the other authorities in every area. And the media, somebody talked about, I don't know, it was you talked about the media. It's rather important that we can tell not inside the authorities, but the rest of the people who live in the area must know all about what we are doing as well. So site of the media so they could tell the rest of the people what we are doing. When we are meeting in these conferences, we do it with a special method. Every municipality can take her Halland as an example. Just five or six municipalities, but we sit in tables in every municipality where all the authorities from the police and so on sit together. And we work together during the day with whatever we listen to in the presentations, and then we have to meet afterwards and go further, take steps. We invited them last year to go to the prison in Halmstad, and they came from every municipality. And then we talked about when we are releasing the prisoners from the prisons, how we do it so they can have somewhere to live, somewhere to work, and everything possible for starting life as a Swedish taxpayer. Or for the first time. And we see now that the municipalities taking a greater and greater responsibility. And when we are trying to do something, we do it together now. It's not just the prisoner probation service, it's the whole society. More and more. We can see that our probation officer goes from head case manager doing more change agent. We do cooperation agreements. The police, the municipality,